Saving the Dragon King's Son. Once, there was an old doctor named Sun. He was very kind, especially to animals. While he was taking a stroll outside the village one fine autumn day, he happened to see two children who had captured a snake. They were playing with it, and the snake was so exhausted that it was almost dead. The old man couldn't bear to see even a snake die. So he got some money out of his pocket and bought the snake from them. Then he took it to the edge of a pond and let it go. A few days later, he was sitting in his study. He dozed off. Before long, he saw a man dressed in green come in. The man asked Sun to go with him. Sun went, and the man took him to an awesome palace. Everything was spick and span. Sun had no idea where he was. When Dr. Sun and his guide came into the main hall, a very important man came out. He looked very imperious. He addressed Sun, saying, "My son was out playing. If you had not saved him, sir, I am afraid my son would not have gotten away with his life." The man then had his servants serve a feast for their honored guest. After the feast, the father presented jewels and treasures to Sun, but the doctor didn't want any. The father insisted, so finally Sun said, "I have heard that in the crystal palace of the Dragon King," for by now he had figured out where he was, "there are many extraordinary medicines which can cure all illnesses and ailments which people contract. If you would be so kind as to transmit a few of your special prescriptions so that I might save suffering people, that would be an act of great merit." The Dragon King, as the father turned out to be, immediately got out jade tablets inscribed with 36 prescriptions, and he gave these to old Sun. After he had received the prescriptions, Dr. Sun returned to his study. He woke up with a start. He realized it had been just a dream. But the funny thing was that from then on, whenever he treated a patient, no matter how serious the patient's illness was, the patient was cured immediately. In this way, Dr. Sun saved many people.